Every June, thousands of culinary enthusiasts and industry stars from around the world flock to Aspen, Colorado, for the Food and Wine Classic. Last weekend, the festival celebrated its 40th anniversary with a diverse lineup of chefs. Aspen Public Radio's Kaya Williams attended one dinner focused on Black food culture.
It's early evening in a tent near downtown Aspen, and celebrity chef Carla Hall is in awe of the hors d'oeuvres.
We just had an oxtail hors d'oeuvre. What? On a homemade saltine cracker with some pickled red cabbage. Now you know that is something I had back in the day.
Hall is one of the guests at this pop-up dinner, which celebrates a rich history of Black food culture stretching from Africa to the Caribbean to the American South.
And to have it so beautifully and elegantly presented for everyone to taste, it's just incredible.
All four chefs featured on this night have won James Beard Awards, known as the Oscars of the food world. Chef Kwame Onwuachi runs his own Afro-Caribbean restaurant, Tatiana, in New York City. Gregory Gourdet has a Haitian restaurant, Khan, in Portland, Oregon. And Eric Williams and Damar Brown cook Southern cuisine at Virtue in Chicago. But the Food and Wine Classic lineup in Aspen didn't always look this way, says Hall.
There were a couple years that I didn't come because I felt like there wasn't enough diversity. Because if I'm going to spend my time at a festival, I want to see people who look like me.
For most of the festival's history, the culinary industry cared about just a few kinds of cuisine.
We see Italian, we see French, we see Latin, but we've never seen much of the Black culture or Caribbean.
Tiffany Barriere from Atlanta is the mixologist for this dinner. She says this celebration of her roots is long overdue.
We have such a story to tell always, and our story through food, the food ways, it's so detailed, it's so spicy, it's so savory. And so to be able to showcase our heritage, it's a dream come true. This is what we do every day at home, and so being able to share it with other cultures, our roots, it's divine.
Those stories emerge in the flavors on the evening's menu, all paired with wines from a South African company called Aslina. Onwuachi is making hamachi escovitch, putting Japanese fish into a traditionally Jamaican dish. Gourdet is serving beef rib with a Haitian coffee rub, plus creamed greens and a rice and bean combo. Williams and Brown are on dessert, carrot cake. There's a spirit of camaraderie among these chefs, but also a sense of responsibility, Gourdet says.
We are, you know, leaders in our industry, and we recognize that, and we have the privilege of the platform that we are given, and, you know, we want to take this opportunity and do the right thing and represent our cultures, so, you know, we communicate quite a bit.
Chef Eric Williams says this movement has been picking up speed for years.
And it's not just Black chefs. We're seeing Indian chefs. We're seeing Native American chefs, Asian chefs. I mean, chefs from all colors, races, creeds are being pushed for and spotlighted at every chance.
Williams says food can play a significant role in broader conversations about freedom and equity, too.
All things center around food. It's not just an opportunity for us to sustain ourselves physically, but it also nourishes us mentally, it nourishes us spiritually, and it's the fuel that we need when we have to go on and take on these tough fights.
Williams appreciates how far things have come, but says there's still a lot of work to do. It takes everyone, he says, to make sure the industry thrives. For Here and Now, I'm Kaya Williams.